For years, the Lake Norman Charter School has held its spring graduation at the Park Church in Charlotte. Now the taxpayer-funded school will find a new location for the ceremony after the Americans United for Separation of Church and States sent the school a letter saying the school was violating the First Amendment of the Constitution. WFAE's Steve Harrison has more.
The Lake Norman Charter School receives taxpayer money and is a public school. But school officials say they didn't do anything wrong, since the graduation had no references to religion, except for the church itself.
No parents have ever complained to us directly. I think it's worth mentioning that we have a long-standing partnership with the Park Church.
That's Sarah Lay, the charter school's director of community relations. She says the school has students from many religions and has no religious curriculum. But Ian Smith, a staff attorney with Americans for Separation of Church and State in Washington, D.C., says someone was upset about it.
Local person who attended the Lake Norman charter graduation in the church contacted us, thought that this very well might be a constitutional violation. We took a look at it. It is a constitutional violation, and so we agreed to write a letter.
Smith says it's common for charter schools to use religious buildings, and he says his group has sent four letters to other schools since June 2017. He says there may be a difference between being in a church and being in a church and praying, but they're both wrong.
One is more passive and one is more active, but legally, for the purposes of the Constitution, no, they would both be violations.
In its letter to the school, the group says that, quote, religious messages and iconography, including two large banners with Bible verses, were visible. It says that using the church for graduation disrespects the beliefs of students and their families and violates the Establishment Clause in the Constitution. In other words, the separation of church and state. Mecklenburg Commissioner Jim Pocket, who represents the Lake Norman area, said he thinks having children exposed to a cross and other religious artifacts should be allowed.
Which is a far cry from having a minister officiate a graduation with a religious message. That I could understand, but simply being in a building that also serves as a church, I think is a bit of a stretch.
School officials believe they could win in court, Lay says, but it's not worth the time and effort. So now they're looking for a new location for graduation. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.